KD Country 94 weather.
Whether it's spiders, ants, or other pests making your home or business their own, Schindel Pest Control in Concordia has a pest control program that is right for you. From mice to bed bugs to termites, find a solution that fits your needs and your budget. Schindel offers pest control for both residential and commercial, plus their technicians provide the best customer service possible. Schindel now has the Termidor HP injection system, a state-of-the-art termite treatment to control termites. Visit Schindel Pest Control, 109 West 5th Street in Concordia, or call 243-2554 and let them eliminate those pesky pests.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 52. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30 tonight, mainly clear skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 68. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Hey, if you're looking for a variety of garden products, now's the time to stop in at Box Garden Center in Concord City. They have a wide variety ranging from A to Z. Asparagus crowns, bulk seed, and cool crops available. They also have a variety of roses, plus onion sets and white, yellow, and red onion plants, rhubarb, and seed potatoes. Be sure to come early for the best selection. You can always call ahead, 781-4905. And if you have containers or pouches needing repair, bring them in now or as soon as possible. Box Garden Center, 1111 6th Street in Concord City, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., except on Wednesday, open 9 to 5 and closed on Sunday.
Deer are rampant and can cross the road at the wrong time. That can mean serious damage to your vehicle. But you're in luck because DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit can fix it and get you back on the road. DeVore offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing. DeVore also does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, here for you in your vehicle's time of need. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Beginning on Monday, April the 1st, the Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a mill and overlay on 22.3 miles of U.S. 36 and K-128 in Jewell County. Work on U.S. 36 will begin at the west city limits of Mankato, continue west to the southbound K-128 U.S. 36 junction. Work on K-128 will begin at the southbound K-128 U.S. 36 junction, continue north to the Nebraska state line. Flaggers and a pilot car will direct one lane of traffic through construction. Motorists should be prepared to slow down and stop with delays of up to 15 minutes. APAC Kansas Incorporated of Hutchinson is the prime contractor and has scheduled this $4.9 million project to be completed in mid-July, weather permitting. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. To stay aware of all highway construction projects across Kansas, go to www.candrive.org or call 511. Republican legislators gave final approval yesterday, Tuesday, to a bill that would require Kansas abortion providers to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. The Senate approved the bill 27-13 after the House approved it earlier this month, sending the measure to Governor Laura Kelly. She is a strong abortion rights supporter and is expected to veto the bill, but supporters appear to have exactly the two-thirds majorities in both chambers they would need to override a veto. At least eight states require similar reporting, but none of them has had a statewide vote on abortion rights as Kansas did in August of 2022. In the first state ballot question on abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, voters decisively protected abortion rights under the state constitution. Democrats are frustrated because Republicans and anti-abortion groups have pursued new rules for abortion providers despite the 2022 vote. But supporters of the reporting bill say it would give the state better data that would help legislators make policy decisions. The bill would require providers to ask patients 11 questions about their reasons for terminating a pregnancy, including that they can't afford another child, raising a child would hinder their educational careers, or a spouse or partner wanted her to have an abortion. A woman would not be required to answer, however. The bill also would require providers to report each patient's age, marital status, race, and education level while using a confidential code for each patient so that they wouldn't be identified to the state. The state would be barred for at least 5 years from identifying the abortion providers in the data it publishes. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Conservation District's hosting their monthly farmer-to-farmer chat, and that's taking place tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Glen Elder Community Room. And join them for cinnamon rolls and coffee as they discuss soil health and soil testing. Tipton Knights of Columbus Fish Fry is this Friday, March the 29th, from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening. Adults $15, kids 12 and under $5. Meal includes fried fish, baked beans, coleslaw, French bread, and dessert. The annual Beloit Easter Egg Hunt will occur this Saturday, March the 30th at 10:30 in the morning at the City of Beloit Soccer Fields. It's all for ages up to fourth grade. Formoso Fire Department annual pancake and sausage feed will be this Saturday, March 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Formoso Fire Hall. Free will donation. Portis Grace Brethren Church will be having a Good Friday service at 7:30. Their Easter Sunday includes a breakfast at 9:15, followed by a special worship service at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. Portis Grace Brethren is on Highway 281 north of the city park. The next City of Glen Elder meeting will be Monday, April 1st at 6 p.m. at the Glen Elder Library Community Room at 120 South Market Street. Use the south door to enter. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Blitzen does it. Indiana State. Sycamores advancing to the semifinals of the NIT next week with an 85-81 win over Cincinnati.
Cincinnati was the last team left from the Big 12 in the NIT, while Indiana State continues their great run. We'll have more on the NIT coming up in this sportscast. Also, a look at local sports. An area athlete is signed to play college hoops at Tabor. And a Major League Baseball signing ahead of opening day for the majority of Major League Baseball. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. A local sports note, Smith Center senior Dakota Kattenberg has signed her letter of intent to play collegiate basketball at Tabor College in Hillsboro. Kattenberg had a stellar career at Smith Center, being named a Mid-Continent League All-League selection each of the past three seasons. She was a first-team pick this year, second team as a junior, and on the third team as a sophomore. Kattenberg helped lead Smith Center to a 17-6 record and a sub-state runner-up finish this season. She was also recently named a third-team All-State pick by Keisha Covered. She averaged 17.5 points a game, 8 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 3 steals a game while shooting around 50% from the floor, 70% from the free throw line, and 32% from beyond the arc. Dakota is the daughter of Denise and David Kattenberg of Smith Center. Now, the winter weather over the last 2 days has caused the spring sports season get off to a slow start, as many events have been postponed. Things are slated to pick back up on Thursday. For a look at the spring sports schedules for area teams, visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the final Big 12 team left in the men's NIT was eliminated Tuesday night as Cincinnati lost 85-81 at Indiana State. Bearcats finished 22-15, while the Sycamores continue their great season at 31-6. They'll move to the NIT semis next week at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis to face the winner of tonight's semifinal between VCU and Utah at 8 o'clock. Also on Tuesday night, Georgia beat Ohio State to get to the semis in Indianapolis, and they'll play the winner of UNLV at Seton Hall, which is at 6 o'clock tonight. Although the baseball season has started for the Dodgers and Padres already, the rest of the MLB will have opening day on Thursday. 2 days prior to that, the defending NL champion Diamondbacks have added a piece to their rotation, signing free agent left-handed pitcher Jordan Montgomery to a one-year $25 million contract Tuesday. Montgomery comes over from the team that beat Arizona last season in the Fall Classic as he went 4-2 with a 2.79 ERA and 67 2/3 innings with the Rangers after being traded from the Cardinals ahead of the deadline. On the season, he had a 3.20 ERA with 166 strikeouts and 188 2/3 innings with 32 starts in 2023. Along with the rest of the majors, the Royals will open their season on Thursday. They host the Twins at 3:10, and we'll have a preview of that coming up on Thursday's sportscast and on the Sports Ticket. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.